Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley on this St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's nice to see all of us in our green this morning as we celebrate. Couple of announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to remind everyone that our spring craft show is taking place this Saturday from 9 to 1 in our... 9 to 2. So sorry, 9 to 2. So please plan to attend and see what everyone has been up to this winter. I have a bit of a request. If you are running the craft show, if you could meet me in the back of the sanctuary after the worship service, I have a couple updates to share with you. It should be quick, like 5 to 10 minutes. This will just save me having to call all of you tomorrow. So thank you for that. Second announcement, we have our monthly deacon meeting this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I will send you all the Zoom link tomorrow. It's hard to believe, but Holy Week is upon us. Palm Sunday is 2 weeks from today. Easter is 3 weeks from today. I know that Arlie made an announcement a couple of weeks ago about the One Great Hour of Sharing. The money that we collect through that will be sent to help with different disaster relief that our presbytery funds. On the back table are either envelopes or little fish, if you want to fill them with your offering. And you can put them in the offering plate anytime. From now, we can collect them after Palm Sunday, but Palm Sunday will be the day that we are collecting these. Final announcement is if you are interested in purchasing Easter lilies for our Easter worship service, there are sign-up sheets in the back. I think those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? What? Oh, yes, thank you. We are in need of baked goods for the craft show on Saturday. If you could make your baked goods and drop them off Friday evening, we need them for the craft show. I'm going to try to make something. Hopefully they will be chocolate chip cookies, but no promises. I haven't made cookies in a couple months, so we'll see how this goes. But yeah, if you could make some and drop them off, the Women's Association would appreciate it. Any other announcements? All right, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. By grace, you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.
Thank you.
join with me in our prayer of confession. God of mercy, you sent Jesus to seek and save the lost. We confess that we have strayed from you and turned aside from your way. We are misled by pride, for we see ourselves pure when we are stained and great when we are small. We have failed in love, neglected justice, and ignored your truth. Have mercy, O God, and forgive our sin. Return us to paths of righteousness through Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen. Profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us greet one another.
Fine.
I just have one prayer request to update you all with this morning. Kathy Sagi has asked us to continue to pray for her mom, Cora Lee. She is in Passavant Hospital, probably doesn't have... Probably does not have much longer to be with us. Kathy and her family are there with her now. She texted me right before the service that they're putting her on a morphine drip, so it's probably not going to be long. If you could just pray for that family. Losing anyone is hard. Losing someone during COVID is excruciating. They are letting family in to do end-of-life visits, but you still have to be in full PPE gear the whole time, which I don't know if any of you have sat with a loved one who's dying. It's very hard when you are, you know, in the full gear and gloves and all of that. So please pray for Kathy and her family, and I will keep you updated as I know more information.
Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for your great love for the world, that you gave us the gift of life, the gift of your Son, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lead us through the trials, the suffering and sorrow, challenges and struggles, the tired times and places, when all we want to do is complain. You created in us Christ Jesus for good works. Help those who profess faith in Christ to do good in the world, following the way of life you have prepared for those who believe in him. You hear the cry of the sick and the afflicted. Be with those who weep, can't sleep, have no peace, and seek release. Save them from their distress and heal them of their disease. We especially pray for Kathy Sagi's mom, Cora Lee, for a peaceful transition, and the whole family. Deliver them from suffering and help us to know you have already met our needs. May we all find solace in you. Help us to look upon life as good. Help us to rejoice with excitement, wonder, and joy as we live and walk in your beautiful world. Mold our spirits to be positive people who can make an impact on our world. We know that when we see you blessing our families, friends, and neighbors, that you are nearby. Your steadfast love and works have spared us of troubles known and unknown. We lift up the joy of more vaccines being available and more people getting vaccinated. We thank you for your grace and peace and ask for your continued blessing and guidance when our way is not clear. Though we remember we are dust and to dust we will return, we also remember that we are your precious dust, whom you love, even when we feel lost and afraid. We continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please quiet your hearts and minds for the offertory.
Thank you.
give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Please be seated.
Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Every Sunday, on the drive between Mount Nebo and Glenshaw Valley, I drive past this Baptist church. This Baptist church has one of those large digital signs in front of their church. And usually, as I'm driving past, the sign flashes things like what time their worship service or upcoming event is. I think in the last year, though, this church is mostly virtual. So now, when I drive past the church, their sign reads, COVID-19 can't defeat John 3:16. I think what this sign is getting at is that nothing we're currently going through compares to what Jesus went through on the cross. Jesus suffered an excruciating death so that we might have eternal life. But as I read this sign, I can't help but wonder if, like most signs, it's an oversimplification of what it means to trust in God. It suggests that if you trust in God, nothing bad will ever happen to you. But I think trusting in God is a little more complicated than that. I think trusting in God means trusting that God is a source of light and goodness in the world, even and especially when people and places choose darkness. Our scripture passage for today begins with this strange image of Moses lifting up a snake in the wilderness. Now, John here is drawing upon the story of Moses in Numbers. In Numbers, God sent poisonous snakes into the Israelite camp as punishment because the Israelites were complaining about God. So in John's retelling of this, the snakes are meant to be a metaphor for God's anger, but also for God's mercy. Because in the story, the snakes, even though they could kill the Israelites, also represented God is merciful because the snakes didn't kill them. So here, John is drawing upon this image of the very thing that should have brought death actually is this source of life. So we are to look upon Jesus being lifted up or being crucified and receive it as part of God's plan to bring glory to the world. The other thing I think it's helpful to remember about this passage is this is not an example of Jesus just kind of preaching on a mountainside to the crowds. We're actually getting the second part of a conversation that Jesus is having with Nicodemus. Do you all remember Nicodemus? Mm-hmm. Kind of. So Nicodemus was a Pharisee who was so short, he couldn't see or hear Jesus when he was preaching. So Nicodemus climbs a tree so that he's able to see Jesus in the crowd. Nicodemus would have been an accomplished and thoughtful man of his time. And in the part that we're reading for today, he is confused. And he is meant to illustrate how otherwise smart and intelligent and thoughtful people are confused by the message that Jesus brings. The other thing that Nicodemus is meant to illustrate for us is that we also could choose darkness, like Nicodemus, at any time in our journey. To trust in God is to allow God to transform our lives in a similar way that he transforms Nicodemus's, even if it makes us uncomfortable. So this is kind of a complicated scripture passage. I thought I would give you an example of what this could look like in our lives. So 2 weeks ago, I was on the phone with one of my church members, and we were just kind of chatting. And at some point in the conversation, I asked her if she was able to get a vaccine appointment. "No, Pastor, I haven't had any luck yet, but I'm not anxious about it. I trust that God will look out for me." Wait, hold up. What do you mean you haven't been able to get a vaccine appointment yet?" I asked this member. Let's just say that this particular member absolutely qualifies for a vaccine given the criteria of the moment. So I asked her, "How are you going about scheduling an appointment?" She said, "I call Giant Eagle Pharmacy every day to see if they have an appointment for me, and they tell me that I'm on the list. Then I call the health department and see if there are any open spots. My children are trying to schedule an appointment for me online, but so far they haven't found one. I think I'm spending something like 2 hours a day on the phone, and I still don't have an appointment." When I got off the phone with this particular member, I was lit up. There had to be something I could do. So I posted something on Facebook about being frustrated with vaccine rollout in Pennsylvania, and I asked if any of my Facebook friends were having success in registering people. One of my friends from the church that I was a member of before I became a pastor reached out to me. See, her ministry right now is helping seniors and other people in 1A schedule vaccine appointments. She'd love to help me register my congregant. She then sent me the info that I would need so that she could register her. Now, the point that I'm trying to make in this story is that we live in a world that is filled with both darkness and light. I think seniors' inability to access vaccine appointments on their own in Allegheny County is an example of darkness. But there are helpers out there. There are people logging onto pharmacy websites at midnight who are literally picking up seniors and driving them an hour to a vaccine appointment. And these people are actively working to bring peace and light in the midst of incredibly difficult circumstances. Another reason that I shared this story today is every time I preach on John 3:16, I worry that people are going to leave here thinking they don't have to do anything because Jesus already took care of everything on the cross. There's nothing left for me to do because Jesus did it already. Friends, The point of John 3:16 is yes, light has come into the world, and that light's name is Jesus. But we still have some responsibility. We get to choose every day if we want to live in light or we want to live in darkness. Jesus makes it possible for us to live in light. But the light of Jesus shines in the world through how we behave toward one another. This week, as we're getting closer and closer to Easter, I want you to reflect on who in your life needs to experience the light of Jesus, and how can you help them do so? I'm not going to lie, when I was in seminary, never in my wildest dreams did I think I would be becoming somewhat of an infectious disease expert so that I could help keep my congregants safe from a crazy and highly contagious disease. When I was in seminary, never did I think that I would be helping people register online for vaccine appointments. But this is just what people need right now, and I'm happy to do it. Friends, as more and more people are vaccinated, we will have more and more opportunities to share the light of Christ with those who maybe feel like they've gone without it in the past year. Friends, there are people among us who are literally having panic attacks when they go to the grocery store because somebody has a mask under their nose. There are parents among us who are up at night wondering how the return to in-person instruction is going to affect them and their family. There are seniors that are living in communities that have not been allowed to have visitors for an entire year, whose residents are worried that they've been forgotten by the people they love. Friends, these are just a few examples of how we might share the light of Christ with others. But however you choose to do this, know that you're not going alone. The good news of John 3:16 is that Jesus has done all of the really hard work. All we have to do is point others to Jesus, to say to people that no matter how tough things get, Jesus is with us always. For God so loved the world. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me in the very appropriate closing hymn, Come, Live in the Light.
It's almost like it was planned.
I know.
Come live in the light.
just a reminder, going to have a quick powwow in the back if you are leading the craft show on Saturday. And I would like to offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.